The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us here once again for this online business briefing where we shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays out there in the market today. And to that end, we are speaking with Evergen Infrastructure Corp, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the ticker symbol EVGN and on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol EVGIF. We're lucky enough to be joined by Chase Edgelow. He is the co-founder and CEO at Evergen. Chase, thanks so much for making time for us. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Listeners, I want you to learn about the company. Now, of course, I gave you the ticker symbols, but also here's the website. It's evergeninfra.com. That's EVERGENINFRA.com. What's the easy way to find that? Well, those ticker symbols I gave you first, but also go to investorbrandnetwork.com, click on the clients tab. They're in alphabetical order. You will find Evergen, but while we have you as the co-founder and CEO, if you will, Chase, tell us about the company, the business model, and the markets it operates in.
Sure. We are a renewable natural gas energy company. So we're a developer, owner, and operator of projects that take organic waste and convert that organic waste into renewable energy in the form of renewable natural gas. And this is really it's a company that was born out of a necessity. There's a number of Canadian utilities that are hungry for renewable content, and especially utilities that deal with natural gas are looking for ways to decarbonize their systems. In British Columbia, where we're headquartered, Fortis BC is leading the charge with that. So they offer 20-year contracted offtakes to companies like ours to supply them with green energy. So that provides us certainty for our business. And really, our business is then going out and building facilities that will take organic waste and convert it into that RNG.
That's terrific. And I got to tell you, we are lagging behind you in the North America, us being America, the United States, right below you, because you're the second company this week that is taking waste to energy. Also, you know, I talked about it in that interview. It's a buzz term on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook, that circular economy. So it's that we're not just renewing things, we're also just kind of keeping it in that circle of life. So it's good for the pocketbook, it's good for the environment, and we're hoping it's good for our portfolios as well. And that's why the ticker symbol EVGN and EVGIF need to be added to your watch list. Go again to Investor Brand Network. Look at the investment considerations for this company. It's got a low risk, high yield business model. It's got EBITDA growth projected at about $3 million 2021 to more than $12 million in the next 12 months from expansion of core operating assets. I'm reading these bullet points right here. You can go read them yourself because I won't waste Chase's time doing that. Chase, tell us a little bit about your company since, you know, you're incorporated in 2020, which is that year of the litmus test, I kind of call it, where companies, you know, for lack of better words, it was sink or swim right out of the gate. You came out during the pandemic. Tell us about the milestones for the company in 2021, but with that backdrop of starting the company in 2020.
Yeah, so this is something that I think we were incredibly lucky to have, you know, a team of people that were working through a pandemic to bring the company together. and to build it into what it is today, which we've got over 40 staff across three facilities, and we're growing across Canada. So we're a young company, but we're establishing ourselves very quickly as one of the leaders in the space, especially in Canada, but in the space in particular, as you referred to, solving this problem of organic waste and what municipalities and what commercial organizations are doing with that waste. And there's no better alternative than to use that waste as a source of renewable or sustainable energy. So that was a labor of love for all of us. I think my co-founder, Misha Zatman, and our entire operating team, have just done a tremendous job compiling assets and compiling a real strategic pipeline of growth for our company. And I think that's what we're really excited about is replicating the success that we've had in British Columbia across Canada with a very similar model.
Chase, I'm glad you brought up Misha, again, your co-founder. Let's talk about the management team, starting with you as co-founder and CEO, and then let's hit the highlights of the team you've surrounded yourself with. Chase, tell us about your background first.
Sure. So I've come from an infrastructure background. I spent just over a decade at Macquarie Group, which is one of the largest infrastructure asset managers, for those that aren't aware, an Australian company, and very similar to Brookfield, if people are familiar with Brookfield. And really there, it was really an emphasis on trying to find assets that we could acquire or companies we could partner with where there was long-term contracted cash flow, which I think in this environment, that stability of earnings is something that is highly sought after, and really wanted to find an opportunity to replicate some of that success in our own business. So we came up with Evergen, and really the business model is very similar to some of the large independent power producers in Canada that have portfolios of wind and solar projects that are de-risked, and they're some of the largest companies in Canada today. So I think we're trying to do the same thing on the gas side. So the team that we've assembled around that is obviously my co-founder, Misha Zatman. He comes from a legal background, having worked at one of the top firms in Canada, started into the entrepreneurial world, working in the private equity sphere in the energy space as well, and then really you're bringing us discipline and structure as we look to execute on our projects. So he's our president and COO today, and he's got a team of specialists for all the key areas of our business that we both work with, and those key areas are really around managing the incoming organic waste. It's about putting together the infrastructure that allows us to capture the gas from that waste. So many people may not know this, but when organic waste decomposes, it creates methane. Methane is 30 times more harmful than CO2. So every molecule of methane that we capture, we're taking the equivalent of 30 times that same quantity of CO2 out of the atmosphere. And we're channeling it into people's homes through the local gas networks. And so really that RNG expertise that comes from, there's a number of individuals on our team that have had experience in that space, including Sean Mezzi, who's our strategic RNG advisor, and a couple of our site-specific managers who've been in that space for over a decade. Then beyond that, we've got a focus on the regulatory side. All of our projects, we need to get through local regulations, and we've got specialists that have been operating in this space in the waste business that are in-house, so that we can look at projects across the country and quickly move them from early stage ideas into actual projects.
Excellent. That takes me into my next question. As you look at 2022 and the remainder thereof, what are some of the operational goals for the company, Chase?
So for us, we've come through 2021 and we've done what we wanted to accomplish, which was acquire our first three assets in the Lower Mainland, which is just in and around Vancouver, for those that aren't familiar with the area. So in Vancouver. We've got two projects on the east side, one project on the north side of Vancouver. And each of these projects takes in organic waste today. One of them produces renewable natural gas today, and we're looking to double the capacity there. So that project is something that we've got underway. We're looking to add gas capture to our other facility on the east side of Vancouver, Metro Vancouver. And that project is something that we are going to be breaking ground on as well. And then as we look to expand, we've got an LOI that we announced in Alberta. This is a farm-based project that is really interesting, that we see a huge area of growth in that part of the world, where you've got a lot of food production that happens naturally, and therefore you've got a lot of organic waste that goes along with that that doesn't have a home. So finding different sources of feedstock to expand that facility is going to add growth for our company, add EBITDA. We've strategically partnered with the existing owner, so we'll be 67% owners of that facility. And then we're working on projects in Ontario and Quebec that give us line of sight to 2 million gigajoules annually of gas production, green gas, renewable gas, which, you know, is something that is highly sought after, not just the utilities in Canada, but the U.S. market as well. So with that, you know, just to give round numbers to it, our pipeline of 2 million gigajoules is, you know, is something that we might get paid $25 or $30 a gigajoule on a 20-year contracted basis for. So that's $50 million of revenue just on the RNG side. And we typically make about another 50% of our revenue from the organic waste on the front end. So we get paid to take the waste, we get paid to sell the renewable natural gas. And I think, you know, building that pipeline, bringing those projects into our fold is a major milestone for us in 2022 as well.
Well, listeners, once again, we are speaking with Chase Edgelow. He is the co-founder and CEO of Evergen. Learn more about the company at that website, evergeninfra.com. And of course, use those ticker symbols, add them to your watch list, EVGN on the TSX Venture, and on the OTCQB, EVGIF. Chase, thanks for your time today. I look forward to speaking with you in the very near future as more great news for your company hits the press wire right here at the Investor Brand Network. Thanks, Chase.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
All right. For Chase Edgelow, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list and in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be, construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.